Good Monday morning. This is Sarah Waple, General Manager of Growth Dynamics, and I am here with a very special edition of our weekly podcast, Monday Morning Manager. This one is a little bit different than you normally would expect from us without any symptoms, diagnosis, but we will have the drill. Don't you worry about that. This is a special message from our owner, my boss, also my dad, for those of you that are new here, Charlie Houck. So without further ado, here we go in the first Monday Morning Manager of 2022. This is your year. Phew! Another trip around the sun has come and gone, and now 2022 is staring us all right in the face. No one blames you if you feel like Bill Murray in Groundhog Day, as 2021 was 2020, with more of the same stuff with repeating scenes that you could predict happening since you had lived it all before. Well, if you do not make some conscious decisions about 2022, the movie might not be over for you. Our hope for you is that the predictability of the past year provides you the opportunity to make 2022 your year, instead of another year controlled by virus surges, supply chain disruptions, and limited accessibility to customers. At this point, you should have all this stuff figured out. And if you are committed to success, no matter what, you can make the right decisions to turn 2022 into your best year ever. First, set some serious goals for yourself. Do not just throw out a number and think you set a goal, though. Setting goals requires some effort, including analysis of your past performance. Where did you shine? What took you off your game? When did your commitment drop? How do you overcome obstacles and challenges? All that stuff is valuable for deciding how to not let 2022 happen to you. Put that big goal up there and then break it down into quarters that are much more manageable than a 365-day target. Make sure your goals are not just business or sales outcomes. Reward and live the best life you can in 2022 because of that business success. Set some personal goals that inspire you to keep going when it feels like things are stacked against you. Second, plan your attack on those goals. Break down the work you must do into 30,000-foot action items. Your plan is your roadmap to the Emerald City on your 2022 journey. A plan can be flexible and may require some rerouting, but do not leave home without one. Commit to that work, track it, and watch your year unfold before your eyes. Third, think strategically about the approach you need to execute the plan. Find a way to be more accountable, commit to a schedule, not a life of reactions, believe in an abundance of opportunities. Give up being a victim to things that seem to be directed at you and you alone. Reward the activity and trust the results will appear. Take risks because the world is not stagnant and there will be nothing more predictable than the need to risk and change. Lastly, sharpen your sales or management skills so you can achieve more in less time with less stress and more profitability. Trust the power of no and how it gives you control of any conversation you need to control. Review your performance and develop a tactical plan to improve at least one part of your game every 90 days. The skills required to be your best professionally will not develop by accident. Commit to going to the gym, improving your health, sleeping more, eating better, and making yourself as strong as you can be because the road in front of all of us is not going to be easy. This is your year. Not because you say it is, but because you will do everything required to make it your year. No one can stop you unless you give them the power to do so. Get your attitude aligned with your goals and stay laser focused on the path to achieve those goals. You are powerful and valuable. Jump out of the starting gate and make January the first month of your greatest year ever. With that in mind, let's talk about the drill. I won't throw any good quotes at you today because, quite honestly, this message is pretty inspiring. Thanks, Dad. Now, the drill. The drill is made up of two things, a quote and then goals. So, I'm not sure if anyone had goals last week, but if you did, please tell us how you did on those. And this week, share your top three goals for the week. Make sure you tell us how you're going to accomplish them and what they mean to you. You also can share any goals you have for the year after you listen to this. If you already knew what yours were or you decided to write some down, tell us. The more people you tell your goals, the more people can help you to achieve them. Do not let goals be something that is secret or you're scribbling on the back of a notebook and you don't look at or review often. Let us help you. Growth Dynamics is here for you, whether it's personal and or professional. We can do it all, if I don't say so myself. So, that's it for this week. Now go out there and make this week the best one yet.
For more information about Charlie, Sarah, and Growth Dynamics, you can find information online at www.growthdynamicsonline.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and now Instagram.